Æthelbald regained consciousness as he was carried from the field on his horse. Seth heard the groan from his king as they moved. He raised his arm to stop the column of men, then passed him water before checking to ensure his senses were still with him.
What of the battle? How did it play out?
Æthelbald glanced back down the line of men following their horses and could see there were still a considerable number of Mercians present.
It went well, my lord. We drove Sigebert and his army back into the woods. I dare say he's seeking to regroup and spur them on for another fight tomorrow.
Seth gave Æthelbald an expression which told the king he didn't expect they would need to fight again. Æthelbald hauled himself upright on his horse, then looked around to see where they were. He looked back to Seth with a puzzled look on his face.
What of the rest of my guard, Seth? Where are they?
Seth could sense the concern in his voice. He paused as he thought about how best to tell the king the truth. They were dead because Æthelbald was arrogant and overconfident. Sending the front line of defence to the flanks was a decision that caused those men to lose their lives.
My lord,
he said after a moment.
They all fought bravely by your side, and even more so when you fell. But they did not see the battle through to its end and were lost to the Wessex men's spears and swords.
Æthelbald rubbed his head as he inspected his last remaining bodyguard.
But you remain, Seth, still at my side. And not a scratch on you, I notice.
Seth clenched his teeth together, then gave a respectful nod and a small smile.
I've been lucky again, my lord. My wife will be grateful you have again brought me back in one piece.
The falseness of his statement caused a lump in his throat. It was he who led the Mercian army back to the camp after every one of them had given their all to ensure victory. Many had lost their personal battles and were left on the field, but the victory was gained.